family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
It is exactly 10 o'clock. A very warm welcome. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to the Thursday edition, Intimate Moments, 657 AM. Remember, we are your daily companion. Waikumana kambe eka www.radiopulpit.co.za as well as on DSTV channel audio bouquet 882. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. Well, my family, we have songs of worship as always that will bless your spirit, bless your heart as well. In the first hour, we bring in Pastor Ernest Wadi. Well, the crossing of the Red Sea, it's something that we have read about it, we have learned about it, you know, we thought about it. And of course, the word of the Lord says, God is able to make a way out where there seems to be no way. That is the kind of God that we serve, you and I. Because the Holy Spirit actually orchestrates things so that it may favor us, because this God that we serve is very great, excellent, and breakthroughs belongs to Him. Powerful, He cannot be compared with other gods. Glorious, seated on the throne 24/7. Unmerited favor is being shown to each one of us who are called by His name. Let me just welcome you. Tonight, niku amukela risimulo taka na kaya mthethwa se angena manje. And of course, He confirms, this is our God. He does miracles and He's a good God. He is a loving God. Hello to you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Well, my family, we have started the show with good songs of worship. As always, you know that when it comes to music, music connects us with the Lord, and we love good songs of worship on Intimate Moments. It is my pleasure as well going forward with the show to bring in Tatana Mfundisi Ernest Wadi in the studio tonight on Intimate Moments on a Thursday evening. Mfundisi, good evening and welcome.
A very good evening to you, Tatan Mashakeni. We really want to thank the Lord, and you know, God is always giving us the opportunity to speak and to teach His word. And let me also take this time to pass my regards to all our brothers and sisters who are listening. And I'm saying, may the Lord God Almighty be with you and bless you.
Fantastic. That's how we say good evening, my family, wherever you are. Mfundisi Wadi is here in the studio. Mfundisi, the preaching of the gospel in our nation, it's very, very key. Why?
Yeah, remember that is a command from the Lord. God has commanded that we should go out and preach his word. Remember that, Mashakin, we are not supposed to preach my ideology or my teaching, but it is the word of the Lord that which we need to preach as the church. So that is very, very important. That's key. Preaching Christ crucified.
Love that, my family. In this world, Mfundisi, we have got the challenges that we go through.
Yeah.
It could be unemployment, family issues, children who are disobedient.
Gender-based violence.
I love it because now you have caught the spirit of what we're talking about.
That's so true.
Challenges even ministerially.
That's so correct.
You find that perhaps the ministry is not growing as it should. Siblings are fighting. They don't see eye to eye. It is only the word of God that addresses that. What is it that the Lord has laid in your heart, perhaps to address these issues that we mentioned?
That, Mashakini, as you mentioned some of these challenges and this, you know, are some of the social problems that which we are dealing with, and we, you know, are going to be addressing them as the Lord leads us. We are going to focus tonight in the crossing of the Red Sea by the children of Israel. We will look into that story from the book of Exodus chapter 14. We can take it from verse number 1. Our focus is going to be from verses 1 until verses 31. As we look into that story, Ndate Mashakini, we will see the problems that the children of Israel encountered. And as we go through that story, because the crossing of the Red Sea is a faith-affirming event in the Bible. And as I indicated, to see, it is found in the book of Exodus, chapter number 31. This story marks the movement when God is restoring and saving or even delivering the Israelites miraculously. And at that time, the children of Israel were in Egypt. Now, the story, according to chapter 14, Pharaoh is pursuing after the children of Israel. You know, the Bible teaches us that after letting the Israelites go, Pharaoh changed his mind and he chased them with his army. And the Israelites, they are now finding themselves being trapped between Pharaoh's forces and the Red Sea. Now you can see the predicament at that time because they are now experiencing so many challenges. They find themselves being trapped. When they look back, they see Pharaoh's, you know, army is coming towards them. And when they look at the other side, they only see the Red Sea. And obviously, in their mind, their understanding, they see nothing else but death. They are convinced to say, we are now going to die. And we see them complaining, even shouting to Moses, saying, you should have left us in Egypt. And their graves in Egypt, where we were supposed to be buried there. But now Moses is able to stand up, and as was instructed by God, the Lord said to Moses, stand to stretch your staff over the sea. And there, Ndati Mashakini, we see what I can call a miracle of parting. Now, a miracle of parting, that's where a strong wind, the Bible tells us to say, a strong wind blew all the night, and it began to divide the waters and creating a dry ground for the Israelites to cross. You can see that this is a miracle way that God is also using to ensure that the children of Israel are able to part. I want us to look in Exodus chapter 14, verse number 1. 1. Let me read up until verse number 4. Verse 1, it says, "At Etham, the Lord said to Moses, 'Tell the people of Israel to turn back and camp across from Pi Hahiron near Baal Zephon, between Migdol and the Red Sea. The king will think they were afraid to cross the desert and that they were wandering around, trying to find another way to leave the country. I will make the king stubborn again, and he will try to catch you. Then I will destroy him and his army. People everywhere will praise me for my victory, and the Egyptians will know that I really am the Lord.' Then the Israelites obeyed the word and camped where he told them." Now, you can see as you read this passage of scripture to say, there is actually a powerful declaration there of faith when we look into the story of the Israelites. And there is a declaration here. And this declaration, it is the declaration that was done by the Israelites. And again, in Tate Mashakin, we see God, because his word carries enduring truth, and also his word carries authority. Why am I saying that? Number one, it is because God is the God of his word, and his word prevails. The word of the Lord always prevails. In this story of the Israelites, as they are preparing themselves to cross the Red Sea, there were threats. And some of the threats is that the army of Pharaoh is going to apprehend the Israelites, and obviously with the intention to kill. But because God has spoken to Moses, and God had assured Moses to say, "I am God who will deliver you from the hand of Pharaoh," God knew that the deliverance lies within his power. In other words, we are simply saying that Mashakeni, God is the God of his word, and his word will at all times prevail. And he spoke to Moses, assuring him, and as he assures him, he wants Moses to take the children of Israel to camp at a certain place. And once they are camping there, God now begins to prepare them, and he begins to stir them to a point where they will realize that his word is final, and his word is actually it is going to prevail. Now, that's why we say God's powerful word, it is the word that we as the church, we as his children, we need to abide by that word. And also, we need to continually declare, you know, the word of the Lord in all the situations that which we find ourselves in. The children of Israel, they see themselves being in a serious predicament. And the Bible tells us to say, when they look back, the army of Pharaoh was approaching. And when they look ahead, there is the Red Sea. Now, they are finding themselves to be trapped. But because God spoke a word to Moses, they really need to stand by that word, and they really need to exercise, you know, their faith to believe the word of God. Because we know for sure that the word of God will never return to the Lord void. Whatsoever that God speaks, it will happen. It will come through, no matter the threats that which we are experiencing. But we know that the word of the Lord will never return to him void.
Right. My family, that is powerful. Very powerful, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much, Ndate Mashakin.
Let's start there.
Yes.
The word of the Lord will not return back to the Lord void, because it prevails. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
We're going to start there. What an introduction, my family. We love it. We continue with the conversation, the crossing of the Red Sea.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Batsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 ebile e na le baretsi ba feta dikete di le 400. Ga jaana re na le di-package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871.
We are just moving forward in with the servant of the Lord. And I'm going to thank you for reading, that passage of scripture and the crossing of the Red Sea. We see how the people of God were saved and the Lord prevailed. The question is, Marut, do we believe the living word of God that it will always prevail?
Okay, Ntate Mashakeni, thank you so much. Just to answer that question, I will refer to Exodus chapter 14, verse number 8. In verse number 8, the Bible tells us, it says, "The Lord made the king so stubborn that he went after them, even though the Israelites proudly went on their way. But the king's horses and chariots and soldiers caught up with them while they were camping by the Red Sea near Pi Hahiroth and Baal Zephon." Verse number 10 tells us to say, "When the Israelites saw the king coming with his army, they were frightened and begged the Lord for help." Now your question, Dr. Mashakin, is that do we really believe that God is the God of his word? We do believe that God is the God of his word. It's just that at times, the Israelites, like in this case, they were faced with a challenge and they were so fearful. And when you study verse number 10, it tells us to say, when they saw the king coming with his army, mm-hmm. they were really frightened and they begged the Lord. But now, at times, to be frightened does not really mean you are very scared. Being frightened or being fearful, there is, I believe, a positive side of being fearful or of being, frightened. And this moment where you, as the child of God, you are fearful or you are frightened at that moment may teach us that fear can really, draw us closer to the Lord. When you see danger approaching, obviously every person might be fearful, you might be threatened, but that fear can cause you to want to seek the face of the Lord, can cause you to want to pray more, can cause you to want to come closer to the Lord, And as you come closer to the Lord, God will hear you because God wants us to come closer to him. And we hear that, the Israelites, the Bible tells us to say, they began to cry out to the Lord in fear. They began to seek the face of the Lord. And having to cry to the Lord, having to seek the face of the Lord, may not necessarily mean to say it is a sign of weakness. It may not. But at times it is a sign to say, I want to come close to the Lord, because as you come close to the Lord, you are being pushed by the circumstance that which you see, and you are remembering to say, by the way, in this situation that I'm finding myself to be, it is only the Lord who can come my way. It is only the Lord who can rescue me. It is only the Lord who can save me. And according to the Bible, in verse number 10, the book of Exodus chapter 14, the Bible tells us to say, when the Israelites saw the king coming, when they saw him together with his army, obviously they knew that they are in trouble. But that fear made them to approach the throne of the Lord, made them to seek the face of the Lord. They cried out to God as the only help that which they have. And God, because he is the faithful God, never disappoint. God is always there. God made sure that he is there to protect them. He is there to cover them. He is there to free them from the challenge that which they are experiencing. Have you ever in your life, Ntate Mashakeni, you know, being pushed to the Lord by a situation? And at times, of course, you know, out of fear, out of being frightened, you know, you come to the Lord in prayer. You come to the Lord crying. You know that it is that fear that pushes you to come closer to the Lord. In your comfort zone at times, if there is no situation that is frightening you, we tend to relax as children of God.
I can imagine.
We tend to forget ourselves. But when the Israelites were facing the army, you know, Pharaoh's army, then they were frightened. They knew that the only help comes from the Lord.
I love that. I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord on Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Muruti, earlier on in your introduction, you spoke very well about this, that the word of the Lord will always prevail. You said I should also read Isaiah 55, verse number 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. The question is, when we have situations and predicaments that you spoke about earlier on, do we basically believe scriptures that even in this situation God will see us through? Let's have the conversation, Muruti, going forward.
Yes, Nadibashang, thank you so much. You know, that passage you just read now, it really confirms even in the scripture, whereby we know that the word of the Lord will never return to the Lord being void. And once we as the children of God have that understanding, if we have that conviction, that kind of conviction can be an incredible anchor in our lives. And why am I saying an incredible anchor? Especially when everything else feels uncertain, the anchor, you know, provides stability to us. And the anchor, in this instance, we are talking about the Lord God Almighty, the one who created heaven and earth. You know, he is always by our side. Even when we feel, you know, uncertain, even when we feel we are, you know, compromised, even when there is, you know, challenges by our way, we know that the word of the Lord will never return to him void. Whatsoever that God said in his word will come to pass. Anything, the promises that which he promised us, they will come to happen. And that's why I'm saying, if we commit ourselves to the Lord, and we know that, you know, we are having and holding on to the word of the Lord, there is nothing that can really shake us. The Bible also teaches us to say we need to have faith in the Lord despite of the challenges and the situations that which we find ourselves in. And that kind of conviction that Mashakin, as I indicated, can be very incredible, you know, an anchor, an incredible anchor, especially in our lives. You know, an anchor, remember, it really gives us support or is a sense of security, you know, in an uncertain situation. And if we have the Lord by our side, we know that we have the security that which we want as the children of God. And it is really uplifting to reflect on, you know, how the Lord can really strengthen us, you know, and give us hope in a hopeless situation, and also give us the purpose, or to make us to understand the purpose why we are here. He's able to strengthen us at all times.
I love the issue, your anchor, something that holds the boat, you know, well,
yeah,
so that it should not be moved. So we have that anchor. And he spoke about our faith in God. No wonder when Jesus had the conversation, or he was, you know, having the talk with the enemy, he says, "It is written, it is written, you will bow down only to the Lord your God." He was basically using the word of the living God. So it is our, you know, our standpoint today, that we can also believe that our Red Sea shall be moved, stumbling blocks shall be moved, fear shall be moved, because it does not return back to the Lord void, the word of the living God, from this earnest word.
That's so true, Tate Mashakeni. All the challenges, all the stumbling blocks that which we face, that which we encounter, will always be removed because God is on our side. And I want to challenge us, Ndate Mashakin, I want to challenge the church to say, despite, it doesn't matter what you are going through, what matters is the faith that which you have in the Lord, to say, because I believe that God is always by my side, even when I'm facing these challenges, God will see me through. There is no challenge big enough to, you know, overcome us, but God is always on our side to even give us, you know, a doorway to be able to move, to be able to go. I like, you know, there is another passage of scripture, where the Lord was telling Moses to say, tell the Israelites to move. You know, we need to move. And when we move in faith. When we move, we are not moving alone. We are moving with God on our side.
The conversation continues, my family, intimate moments on a Thursday evening, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. When we move by faith, allowing as well the Holy Spirit. We are going to talk more, you know, the role of the Holy Spirit into our very own life as we move by faith.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Tonight, good songs of worship. The songs that praises the Lord, God Almighty. Thank you indeed, my family, wherever you are. Wherever you are. Darwin Ops, there. We nigerisimu Rosa Seka, Uteri Darwin Ops, grace. Now, the Holy Spirit plays a critical role. Let me just finish what Pastor Ernest Owati was supposed to say. Let me read the book of John, the Gospel, chapter 16. Just nje kuhlamuseta the role and the power of the Holy Spirit. From the Amplified Bible, the Bible says in John, the Gospel 16, however, I'm telling you nothing but the truth. When I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, the Comforter
Counselor, helper, advocate, intercessor, strengthener, standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. That is the work of the Holy Spirit in us. Now, during creation, in the book of Genesis, the word of the Lord explains to us that the Spirit of the Lord was moving over the face of the waters. It means that he is equal in the Trinity of God. Now, messengers or servants of the Lord, prophets, were being effective in terms of bringing the message to the nation because the Holy Spirit was helping them.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.